Carolyn Schwabel, 79 Hamilton Avenue in Leonardo, New Jersey. I just have a few questions, basically, and maybe one comment. I'm here, first of all, representing John Pat. He sent you a letter recently questioning the cost of the CDs and the audio tapes. CDs cost $7, and I guess you have to pay about $2.12 for each one, and they have them at Office Depot for about 16 cents. He made you a request that you would look at the issue and lower the rates to your cost. Have you had a chance to discuss that?
No.
No? Do you plan to do that, Mr. Riley?
Well, we're certainly planning to respond to it.
Okay.
Got the letter a few days ago.
Yeah, I think you put a date of the 20th or something. I know I spent about $28 for four of these, so it does add up quickly. Number two is, John has a handout, I think, somewhere, that I wanted for each of you guys to share. Basically, it's just, some of you have seen it before, and I'm curious if others have. This is the summary of the ADA case that we had that everybody was talking about. And it's the original complaint, the two different settlements, none of which have really been followed through. And the fun part is it's about a five-page document, but we have it on our website, the expert engineer's evaluation of what needs to be done in Middletown. And the first one is, it's February 06th, and I don't think anything hardly has been done. I know the lock in the bathroom, the toilet paper holder hasn't done yet, and I could do that myself in about 5 minutes. I am curious, as you have a chance to look at those, Mr. Short, have you ever seen those before? It's the settlement.
What I have in front of me?
Yeah, the settlement from February 06th, or Mr. Burns, do you
know? Well, I would suggest, if this law obviously involves litigation, and the litigation is attempting to be revived by Swable and her group, and I would suggest you don't respond to it, because it's litigation.
It is open
and frankly, I don't think it's proper for you to come up and start questioning people about litigation that you're attempting to recover money on.
Maybe I can ask the township administrator, do we plan to start moving on some of these items?
Again, I would suggest if you have a question, you can contact me.
Okay, I'll ask you.
Offline.
Do you know if they plan to start
I don't tend to hold the discussion with you here about litigation that's ongoing. If you want to call me, you know where I am.
Okay.
You can contact me at any time.
Because
I
know that Mr. Check did sign off on this. Can I ask one question maybe to Heidi? 10 months after the August 07 one, which we won't get into, but one of the big items was to put the settlement itself on the webpage, because they said it is open public information, people need to know their rights. I'm curious, has it been done as of today, because I haven't checked lately, and if not, why not?
I don't administer the website. You'd have to contact that person.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't administer the website.
Right, but have you sent the information to them as directed by the August 07?
I think that your attorney wrote letters, and we responded to his letters, in which all those questions about have been responded to.
That's interesting. You mean public information about the actual settlement you agreed to put on the website, or your cohort, and you're not putting it on the website? Could you tell me why not?
I don't understand your question, but as I said before, I'm not going to discuss ongoing litigation which you are seeking to recover money in,
which is
in
no
this
longer.
Domain or present.
One more question. I would like to know, back on the same issue, from back in January when I was removed from the Human Rights Commission, why was that move made?
Again, we're not going to discuss that. You come here a couple times, ask that type of question. You are attempting to start a second action related to that, and I advise them not to respond to it because you're attempting to start litigation. You filed an administrative action which is pending.
I understand. When I came here a couple of times, the reason you gave was ongoing litigation, as you just said now. That's on the record.
The reason I gave for what?
For not reappointing me, right?
No, that's not what it is. Not what was said. Not what was said.
Ongoing
litigation was why I was saying we shouldn't respond to your questions. If you have questions, you or your attorney can contact me.
However, your mayor said the reason is I can answer that, Carolyn, was ongoing litigation.
Well, You can choose to say whatever you want. We're not going to discuss
it. I have a CD. I paid $7 for it, and that's what he said.
Fine.
And you said the same thing.
And also,
I'm curious, for you, Mr. Riley, really, because when you responded to DCR, my civil rights complaint, you said it had nothing to do with the litigation, but it was for good and proper reasons or something like that, that you'd be determined. Does that mean you've changed why it is? And I would like to know what the good and proper reasons are.
I'm not going to be interrogated by you at this point. If you have some kind of question, you can have your attorney contact me. There is ongoing litigation, which you are attempting to recover money, and we're not going to be cross-examined by you here.
So you're trying to destroy my credibility without a shred of evidence. It's a public issue, and you will not discuss it? That's interesting.
Well, you can find it as interesting as you like, but that's...
Why did this group make no response? The Human Rights Commission, which is still dear to my heart, and I still participate, they sent two letters back in February to the good board, the committee people, and one of them was to asking to have me put back. Another was to ask for more and diverse members, because as I said, we're the only one that has been decimated compared to all the committees. And it was February 8th, Chief Hanafy sent it as acting chair. No response, no answer, not even say, guys, we're not happy. Here, we got your letters. I wonder, Mr. Scharpenberger, Dr. Scharpenberger, why there's been no response at all. It seems a little bit rude.
Because there's ongoing litigation. I'll respond. There's ongoing litigation. No matter how many times you want me to say.
Mr. Riley, could I ask you one thing?
No.
Is ongoing litigation about the number of members you put on the Human Rights Commission? That's ongoing litigation?
No, you are very litigation prone. You have, as I count it, probably 40 or 50 lawsuits that are ongoing.
No way, Jose.
Pardon me?
No way, Jose. No,
well, maybe some of them have been settled over the years. But you have been active in about 40 or 50 lawsuits, and you have a number of them ongoing now. And you've got a couple against this town, and I'm attempting to defend them, and I don't want to get interrogated by you because you're litigation prone.
Right now, I think you're posturing because my question is, the Middletown Human Rights Commission asked the council who appoints members to give them more members. They wrote you a very civil letter. I had nothing to do with it. Could we get some more members? Could they get, and also could you put a few more cultural, you know, aspects into it? That seems like something Mr. Scharpenberger could address.
It's your time to make comments. If you'd like to make comments, fine. We're not directing them not to respond to questions, and
another
I'm not
going to... kind Human Rights Commission asked any of the board members to come and visit them. That's not ongoing litigation, but they were stiff too. Did you discuss at all sending someone to meet with the committee?
Can I just say something? You're asking these questions on behalf of the Human Rights Council.
No, I'm asking because, well, they're not here. But
okay,
I'm asking
that's my point. If they have questions about why appointments have or have not been made, they should ask those questions. They can send a letter.
We have questions,
well,
but I'm asking
not,
Carolyn.
Not you. If the Human Rights Council has questions, they can submit questions to me, the mayor. They can come to a meeting and ask those questions. But you're not on the council, so you can't.
Obviously.
So it doesn't seem appropriate for you to be here asking questions on their behalf.
And the same pattern.
If they have questions, they can ask them.
2 years ago, when we asked to, as a commission at that point, asked if you would please start putting the minutes on the online. We were stiff then. Nobody responded then. Then I was a member, so I can say that. Okay, then I'm going to make a comment. This is the thoughts from Langston Hughes, and I think you guys ought to consider this. Democracy will not come today, this year, nor ever, through compromise and fear. I have as much right as the other fellow has to stand on my 2 feet and own the land. I tire so of hearing people say, let things take their course. Tomorrow is another day. I do not need my freedom when I'm dead. I cannot live on tomorrow's bread. I think you ought to think about that.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public who would like to speak?